current state on 90.5 WKAR. Well, it may well take two to tango, but this weekend in Grand Rapids, it takes an entire opera company. Current state's Jamie Paisley met with maestro Jorge Perotti ahead of this weekend's performances of the tango-filled opera Maria de Buenos Aires. It's an opera with a twist worthy of M. Night Shyamalan.
It's nothing that you would expect, even if they tell you what's going to happen. And yes, the piece has something that is unusual, that the main character dies in the middle of the show. In a way, when the opera starts, she's already dead, and she's being invoked by the goblin, or el duende, and she comes back to life just to tell us the story of her first part of her story, and then she dies in the middle, and then she comes back as a ghost, as a spirit. And in the second half, her soul and her ghost, her shadow, as it's called in this poetry, evolve and grows in a different manner, and then by the end she gives birth to herself as a way of portraying the continuation of life and the rebirth of human nature.
Now, the performance that's coming up with Opera Grand Rapids, it's not as it's typically done with Opera Grand Rapids in DeVos Performance Hall in kind of downtown Grand Rapids central area. Instead, it's going to be at the Betty Van Andel Opera Center, which is certainly usually used as the rehearsal hall. It's a smaller, intimate setting. And I know previously you had done Maria en Buenos Aires in Le Poisson Rouge, which is also a sort of smaller venue as well. Why does Piazzolla and Maria specifically work well in that kind of chamber setting?
Maria de Buenos Aires was originally done as a cabaret piece or cafe concert, and the idea of having the musicians and the players sitting and singing and reading and smoking and drinking and singing and a bit of everything. And I think the piece needs that intimacy. And we're making a wonderful production with dancing and acting and sets and the full orchestra that calls for Maria, which is a 11-piece orchestra. But it's not the big production that usually one associates with Grand Opera. But on the other hand, the piece, it's all about personal development and intimate relationships, and that can be seen in a way that you cannot in a larger space. So the audience is at arm length from the players, both the orchestra and the actors. And it's quite an unusual effect. Another element that is unusual is because the piece is from the 60s, it was intended to be performed with microphones. So we have a fantastic sound system, and we don't need a theater. We can do it in any space. And I think having this proximity to the audience, or the audience to the players, it's quite a wonderful effect.
We're speaking with maestro Jorge Perotti, who is bringing the cabaret-like opera by Argentinian composer Astor Piazzolla,
called Maria de Buenos Aires to Opera Grand Rapids this weekend. It's a tango-filled opera, which is exceedingly intimate, and we talked a little while ago about the performance of this work, which you also led in New York City's classical-friendly venue called Le Poisson Rouge. Here at the Betty Van Andel Opera Center on Fulton Street, Grand Rapids, we're currently a few yards away from the set of Maria de Buenos Aires, but there was not a set in the New York production. What other differences are there between the two?
We had projections and sets in a way that I mean, we have furniture and levels where the players play, but the orchestra was on stage also. It's a small stage, but functional, and the players were also on stage and among the audience. So it's a bit of it. But in this case, we have a fantastic set. It's built for the space. It's a three-dimensional set. It's even more set than you get in some productions that is only about panels and projections. This is a real tangible set, so it's quite exciting to see that background.
Now, for you yourself, this is not certainly your first time to Michigan. You've had, I guess, an extensive tour of Michigan, a tour of duty even, you could say. Could you tell me about your history with Michigan?
I moved from Argentina directly to Michigan. I came to Ann Arbor, to University of Michigan, to do a master's in accompanying and chamber music. And I lived in Ann Arbor for 2 years before moving to New York. So I have my Michigan experience and quite love the city and the state. So I'm very happy to be back working in Michigan.
And I'm assuming because of your time in Ann Arbor, that's how this connection with Opera Grand Rapids is established.
No, actually, has nothing to do with Ann Arbor. It was because I think a bit because I'd done the piece before, because I'm an Argentinian conductor and I have familiarity with the repertoire and the style. And so that could be one of the reasons why I was invited to do it.
Buenos Aires, abril de toda mi tristeza. Queridos árboles y amadas chimeneas.
You can't talk about Piazzolla without talking about, the guest artist that you have coming.
Oh, Daniel Minelli, right. Our bandoneon player is a wonderful performer that worked with Piazzolla. So we have the luck of working directly with a colleague of Piazzolla, and it's been wonderful to have him play this piece, and it's been fascinating for me as for the other players to hear the way he approached the score, and it's really a treat to have direct example of the Piazzolla school here performing for the audience of Grand Rapids.
We've been speaking with Maestro Jorge Parodi about this weekend's Opera Grand Rapids performances of Astor Piazzolla's Maria de Buenos Aires. At the time of this broadcast, both Friday and Saturday tickets are sold out, but Opera Grand Rapids currently recommends signing up for their standby list just in case any become available or if additional performances are added to their schedule. More information about Maria de Buenos Aires can be found online at operagr.org. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.